This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The U.S. Supreme Court today reaffirmed the right of same-sex couples to marry. The High Court ruling means states cannot prevent same-sex couples from getting married, and they must recognize marriages performed in other states. President Obama praised the ruling today, saying justice arrived as a thunderbolt.
This morning, the Supreme Court recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality. In doing so, they've reaffirmed that all Americans are entitled to the equal protection of the law, that all people should be treated equally, regardless of who they are or who they love.
Justice Anthony Kennedy delivered the majority opinion in the 5-4 decision. He refuted the charge that same-sex couples aim to bring disrespect to marriage. Rather, he wrote, their hope is not to be condemned to live in loneliness, excluded from one of civilization's oldest institutions. They ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right. WNC reporter Jeff Tabiri has been following the story and joins me now. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, Frank.
Tell us again what this particular case was about.
This case was about equal protection. This case was about rights for same-sex couples. Specifically, it was a plaintiff who filed a case after his husband passed away. He was not recognized as the spouse, the husband in another state. And, you know, that made its way up the courts. And this case today it moves forward with the legalization of same-sex marriage in 50 states. And just for context, this is something that has moved incredibly quickly across the country. Massachusetts was the first state to rule that discrimination against same-sex couples in terms of marriage was unconstitutional. That was 11 years ago. There really wasn't a lot of movement in the 4 or 5 years after that. And then since President Obama first ran in 2008, and remember, he was not a proponent of same-sex marriage when he first ran. He obviously has changed course in that time. The Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, has fallen in recent years. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed by President Obama. Federal benefits were granted to same-sex couples within the last year and a half, and now this decision. So in terms of change in this country, and oftentimes change can move very glacially, this is something that has moved rather quickly.
And, of course, North Carolina was one of the states that prohibited same-sex marriage. It was on the books as a statute, and then the Amendment 1, which was a constitutional amendment. And this is also the second ruling against what is now discrimination against gay couples. What does that mean for the state of North Carolina going forward?
So I think, you know, as much as anything, it is symbolic today, and I think it puts to ease some of the angst and concerns that many same-sex couples in the state had about, you know, could it be undone? Could North Carolina somehow go back to being a state where same-sex marriage was again illegal? This almost certainly, points to the fact that that is not going to happen. It also, for same-sex couples, you know, one example that that I was reminded of today when I spoke to someone from the campaign for Southern Equality. If there's a same-sex couple in anywhere in the state, and it's been recognized here since last October, and they say head west to see family in Tennessee for Thanksgiving, as soon as they cross that state boundary, that state border, some of the or all of the rights and all of the things that come with being recognized as a same-sex couple are taken away. So whether it's Thanksgiving or whether it's, you know, a same-sex couple that has a professional opportunity to move to Michigan. Michigan was one of the remaining, you know, dozen or so states that did not allow same-sex marriage. That's off the table now. And same-sex couples do not have to, you know, have this concern about where are we going to be recognized and acknowledged on any given day or week.
The Supreme Court has spoken twice on this and made it very clear that that this would be discrimination if you were to prohibit same-sex marriage. And yet it's been a potent political issue, particularly for conservatives and rallying their base. Conservatives and Republicans are now in charge of the state of North Carolina. Will this put it to an end, or do you expect more sort of political discussion about same-sex marriage in the state of North Carolina?
But more is coming. I think that's conventional wisdom. I think that's the safe bet. From a legislative standpoint, Senate Bill 2 was introduced back in February, was passed by both chambers. Governor McCrory vetoed it. The Senate and the House then overrode that veto. Senate Bill 2, as a reminder, is this measure that gives magistrates across the state the ability to opt out from performing same-sex marriages based on strongly held religious beliefs. Now, you know, proponents and folks that are supporting this decision today will say that law is unconstitutional because it discriminates against same-sex couples and its days are numbered. Now, folks who support Senate Bill 2 and, you know, would like to see it maintained or see it stand will say that it doesn't discriminate against same-sex couples. They'll say that it gives magistrates an out and that those same-sex couples can still get married, but it gives them a provision to not perform same-sex weddings. Now, there's going to be a legal challenge, and a lot of folks think that it is very likely to fall. So that's at the state level. At the national level, it's going to be interesting to see how the Republican presidential candidates position themselves on this issue. Already within the last hour or so, you know, Jeb Bush has come out and said, he doesn't agree with the ruling. He has let the court has spoken, and he's going to move forward with it. But there are other Republican presidential candidates, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, and Scott Walker, the governor from Wisconsin, who will use this as a stumping issue as the presidential election campaign moves forward in 2016. I think we're probably going to hear a little bit about a constitutional amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but that's a bit of a long shot.
All right. Thank you so much, WNC reporter Jeff Tabiri.
Thanks, Frank.